All right, coming up is a podcast on eosinophilic esophagitis, and it's done on YouTube, and I just want to just explain why things may be a little bit off, because it's I'm showing things on video, so I'm showing kind of what's on my screen and then kind of what's in front of me, so that's kind of why this is a little bit off sometimes, so just be prepared for that. And if you have any questions, please email me at healthcoachtravis@gmail.com or go to the website healthcoachtravis.com and let me know what you think about this. And I'm all ears, I'm open, I'm open-minded, and I hope you are too. And seeing that treatment can be done in many different ways, and preferably the natural way, is a route we should go. Thank you and enjoy. Hey, thanks for finding me. You're probably finding me on YouTube or maybe X, doing a search of EOE, also known as eosinophilic esophagitis. And you're frustrated because you're getting impactions, been to the emergency room, having to rush to the bathroom and just stare at the mirror while that whatever it is stuck in your throat, probably a piece of meat that's not chewed up enough. And you're just getting frustrated and has no idea what's causing it. You get some advice from your gastroenterologist, maybe get some medication, and you're just ready to rip your eyes out because it's just happens all the time. Maybe once a week, once a month, that you just get in a hurry, you eat your food real fast, and you get an impaction. And honestly, I'll tell you straight up, I'm not a doctor. But this fixed my EOE. What I'm going to tell you right now does work. The average person, I'm going to lay some basic grounds here. I'm 5'9", I'm male. I'm the standard person that has EOE. The majority of us are men. Women also have it, but the majority are men. 90% of the causes of EOE are food related, not because of lack of medication. Then, well, I'll get into that. And what are the major allergens out of the foods that we do eat that are causing it? It's cow dairy and eggs. No, not eggs. My bad. That's mine. Cow dairy and wheat. So I don't know if it's the gluten protein in there that's causing it. It is wheat. So those are the two main ones that are going to cause, that's causing our EOE. And the environment does cause some, but 90%, over 90% is food. So I'm going to go through exactly what to do, what the protocol needs to be, and what works for me after 26 years of having EOE and two emergency rooms and countless times staring in front of the mirror like I talked about. I fixed it. I fixed my EOE. I'm not a medicine taker ever again. And I'll never go to the emergency room for a food impaction ever again because I fixed it. And I'll tell you exactly how I know how and what I did to determine what I did. Okay, so here we go. This is going to sound hokey, but it worked for me. Now, leave a comment below if you're doing this, if this helps you in any way. Let's get the word out because there was a drug approved. This is February 2024, and there was a drug approved this month. The first oral drug. Before, when I had my first food impactions, getting the throat dilated, and the doctor told me to either get on like a PPI at the time, which actually suppresses your acid in your stomach, so it reduces your acid reflux potential, and maybe that was what was causing the EOE. He told me that, you know, either get my throat dilated, get on medication, or just be prepared to come back once a year after getting your throat dilated to get it done again because it's going to reconstrict. And I of course got it dilated and went about it and obviously had several impactions after that. And now in 2016, the first medication, it's a monoclonal antibody called Dupixent, and it's by Regeneron and Sanofi. And in 2016, it was approved by the FDA for eczema, asthma, autoimmune issues like that. In 2022, it got approval for EoE treatment. And that's been an injection, and you have to take it once a month. And who knows when you can get off of it. Of course, there's side effects with that too. Even on their website, it's over $4,000 a month to treat using Dupixent. It is one of the most popular ones to take. Of course, it's not like the more people that take it, that the costs come down. It's not like technology. It's not the way medications work. It's been $4,000 since 2016. Now they just added more people on who's going to take this medication. Well, just this month, in February of 2024, medication from a company out of Tokyo, Takeda, and it's called Eohilia. No, I completely probably butchered that up. And it's an oral drug, and it's not an injection like Dupixent is. This is an oral drug, and I'm not sure if it's a liquid or a pill to take. And it's the first one of its kind to be for treatment of EoE. And when they first approached the FDA to get approval for this, for EoE, specifically for EoE, the Japanese company said this drug will have to be taken for life, because it's not fixing the root cause of the problem. They realized that the doctors in this country, the patients in this country that knew about the potential for this drug, contacted the FDA, boo-hooed to them, and they changed the protocol for taking this medication to 12 months, voila, the drug is approved and it's coming onto market. So you'll probably see ads for this drug too, called Eohilia, first EoE drug. And we'll see what happens with that. So what did I do to fix my EoE? I'm on a pretty strict diet anyway. So the elimination diet, according to even my gastroenterologist that I consulted after figuring this out, why he did not mention going on this strict diet, it's too difficult for people to do. And doctors don't want to say to do this. So I'm not a doctor. Take what I say with a grain of salt, but this did work for me. So how do I know? I'm not at the hospital all the time. I'm not getting scoped to determine how much eosinophil is in my throat. So what do I do? I don't want to sit there and swallow big chunks of steak to see if it gets stuck or not. So I know what's going to happen. So what I do is I swallow this 1,000 milligram fish oil pill. It's a supplement. It's omega-3s. It'll make your heart healthy, whatever. If I'm inflamed, I cannot swallow this pill. But guess what? It'll dissolve in about 10 minutes. So I know I've done something. My protocol would eat beef, chicken, and pork. Those three things. That is it for a week. 7 days. That's all you have to do. Now, if you want to check every single day if you can swallow this pill after you do that, that's fine. It'll dissolve. So what you're doing is eliminating all of the inflammatory foods. We're talking milk, eggs, wheat, soy, shellfish, nuts and seeds. Those are the main things in an elimination diet. Now, you may say it's environmental or it's spices or citrus or whatever. This is what, when you reduce it to those three foods, and after that week goes by, you're able to swallow this pill again, guess what? Your EoE has gone down, or it's gone. Now, I don't know if a doctor wants to post on here, if your EoE rings are still visible, but they're clearly not constricting the throat. So I can swallow this pill. And guess what? I can swallow a lot more pills too. Now, I know that these are supplements. These aren't medications. So they're cheap. They dissolve if they get stuck. But I try to get myself, you know, something stuck in my throat, so I know if I've eaten something I'm not supposed to. So once you're at, able to swallow pills to get the feeling that you don't have an inflamed throat at the time, start to reintroduce foods. Now, you know, we talked about earlier that it's cow dairy and eggs is an inflamed, or again, that's mine again, is and wheat. So what I did, I reintroduced foods the next, after that week went by and I could swallow the pill, I could then reintroduce foods, and I reintroduce eggs. And the next day, now it doesn't happen like immediately, it'll take about 24 hours. So be very careful after eating a potential inflammatory food before you start eating, you know, like whole hog again, like you're free, but you want to try that pill again and see if you can swallow it. And sure enough, when I had chicken eggs, that caused a problem, caused very restricted back in the bathroom, staring at the mirror again, trying to swallow a fish oil pill. I know it sounds silly. These pills, I get them at Costco, maybe $30 for, I don't know, 100, 500 probably. So that's what I did. So I cleared it up again, did it again with maybe like a cookie. Obviously not a gluten. I don't want to introduce wheat. Well, I'm trying to think of something that I may have eaten that had eggs cooked in it to see if that caused the problem. And I can handle cooked eggs, but I can't eat scrambled chicken eggs. And so I cleared it back up again, reintroduced dairy. I went to Sonic, got an ice cream, and bam, flared right back up. So I eliminated cow milk and chicken eggs from my diet, and I've reintroduced everything else, the fish, the gluten, even the wheat. I don't have a problem. Well, of course, we really shouldn't be eating those foods anyway, that food. We eat the fish, but not the, don't eat the bread for your health. But that, I didn't have a problem with that. So I'm just curious if I could have a habit, and I didn't have any problems. And obviously the eggs that were cooked in like a cookie or something like that, it didn't bother me. Even candy, let's say a Snickers that uses milk chocolate, that doesn't bother me. So I don't know what it is about like ice cream or drinking milk, but after all these years went by, I've been exposed to different dairies, different eggs. So I know that I can drink goat milk. Now, I would rather do this than some almond milk or soy milk or something like that. It's bad for the environment. That's just my opinion, but it's probably true. Goat milk is more natural, clearly. So this is the dairy that I do take. I also was exposed to raw milk and didn't have a problem. I swallowed a jug, half of it, of raw milk. All the fat that separated, man, it was crazy. I never had raw milk in my life till a couple of years ago, and no problems. It was phenomenal. Of course, where I live in Tennessee, I can't get raw milk. It's illegal unless I did like a sharing, like a livestock sharing or something like that, which I may do, but I don't know how important drinking raw milk is. And I can just drink goat milk, whatever, if I feel like it's, to me, it's like a dessert. When it came to eggs, a friend of mine had some ducks, and I was able to get hold of her duck eggs, and no problems. And I did look it up, and there is a allergen difference in chicken eggs and compared to duck eggs. So I actually source my own duck eggs. They're fun to have. I have 13 of them. They're fun to watch. They're territorial. They don't go anywhere, and I get loads of eggs. They're phenomenal. So this is a duck egg. It's about 30% bigger than a chicken egg. It's more nutritious. So you get choline, folate, B6, B12, omega-3s. It's vitamin A, of course, retinol, not beta carotene, but retinol. And it's just a phenomenal change in my life when I was able to fix my EOE. And I had blue cheese the other day by accident. I was going to, for my wings, I like to use ranch, which is buttermilk, I understand. And I don't have a problem with buttermilk or the ranch. And so I actually dipped my wings in the blue cheese and was like, I wonder if this is going to cause a problem. And I did enough of the blue cheese that I know, I would imagine it was enough to get a reaction and I didn't have a problem. So that was interesting. So that's a new food that I could maybe introduce if I wanted to, but I still like ranch with my wings, not blue cheese. So I wish you the best of luck with it. We need to get the word out, especially if you're able to fix it and going through this protocol that I'm recommending to do for anybody that's frustrated with going to the emergency room, getting food stuck once a week. It seemed like all the time I was getting food stuck. And come to find out, it's just cow milk and chicken eggs. That's it. That's all I had to do was cut those out. And once you realize that, you won't look back. Trust me, you won't miss it, because you were poisoning yourself. And if you were poisoning yourself, that your body was trying to choke on food, just think of the other stuff that maybe the inflammation is going to go down in your body. It's an eye-opening experience that I had, and it's been pretty profound. And I know people aren't going to want to get the word out that EoE, since it's been around since 1970s when it started, when the first diagnosis was, became popular in 1990s. Now it's 1 in 2,000 people have EoE. Went from 0 to 1 in 2,000 in the 2020s. You look at everything from 1970s, whether obesity, heart disease, cancer, it's everything's just gone straight up for some reason since the 70s. I got my opinion, but that's not what this video is about. So best of luck. I'm Health Coach Travis. So because of this is one of the things that drove me to become a health coach, to work with people, because I've been through it. I've struggled, and I get that we are struggling with this autoimmune issue. And I don't feel that we need to mask it with medications. So let me know, leave comments below, and best of luck. And message me, and I'll try to respond back if there's any way I can help you. Thank you.